Good morning, and welcome to another edition of Zone About Town on 104.5 The Zone with Public Affairs Specialist Barbara Dabb and a half-hour focus on the issues, the people, and events happening here in Middle Tennessee. Tomorrow is Valentine's Day, and that has most of us thinking about affairs of the heart. And one local preschool is part of a national competition designed to teach youngsters about the importance of heart health. Dr. Mary Zern, Vice President of Early Childhood Education at Primrose School, explains why it's important to show your love by dancing with your family. Then later, here in Middle Tennessee, we're all longing for an early spring. But spring also means it's time to file your income taxes. If you're a small business owner or self-employed, there are some important things you need to know to make the most of your hard-earned dollars. We spoke with local tax consultant Gail Childress to get the scoop on the latest information from the IRS and to learn some valuable tips for filing your return. That and much more on Zone About Town from 104.5 The Zone.
Welcome, everybody. Good morning. Good morning. I'm so happy to have someone back on my show who I've had on before, Dr. Mary Zern. She is the vice president, I guess, of early education at the Primrose Schools, which, of course, we have some right here in the Nashville area. Some of you might remember from the last chat we had. Welcome, Dr. Zern. It's great to have you back.
It's wonderful to be back, Barbara.
This time around, we're talking about something that is a subject that I know is really near and dear to your heart and, of course, really, really important to all of us, which is fitness for the families and really a way to bring fitness into the family and approach it so that everybody of all ages can get involved. And you guys are having your, I guess, second annual family dance-off. Tell us about that. What can we do? Tell us all about it.
Well, we're so excited to be able to do this a second year. What really prompted us to do it last year was this concern over obesity.
Sure.
And how early childhood is such an important part for developing healthy habits. And we just knew that this was something that we had to be involved in, not just in our schools, but to see if we could get other people across the country to start paying attention. Because although it's an epidemic, it's one that we know some remedies for. And in addition to healthy eating, becoming physically active is the most important thing that we can do. And so, as you said, we were wanting to motivate families to get out there and start moving and grooving and hopefully just start some new lifetime habits for themselves and for their children.
Right, right. And of course, you know, as most of us know by now in this area, or really should know, we have a very high obesity rate in the Middle Tennessee area. And, you know, nothing really, I think, changes a culture as when you start with youngsters learning some healthy habits, because then, of course, they grow up and it trickles out to their children and their children. So really, in order to make a cultural shift, it has to start really at the very youngest children. Isn't that right?
It does, and it has to start with the family, because we can tell our children to do certain things, but if we don't do them ourselves, then our impact is not going to be as great.
Absolutely. We got to walk the walk. And I know, you know, this cause of childhood obesity is something that even the First Lady, Michelle Obama, has been out there, and most, you can't really miss her. She's kind of everywhere with this.
Which is great.
Yeah, yeah, and so important, because it is something that affects everybody at all levels. I mean, it doesn't matter if you're, you know, rich or poor or everything. I mean, healthy eating and fitness and nutrition is something that we all need to take a page out of her playbook, because she certainly walks the walk with her family too.
Definitely does.
Absolutely. So tell us a little bit about the family dance-off, because this is something really exciting that I think everyone can participate in.
They really can. Last year we had 150 entries, and there were only 50 and about 55,000 votes that were cast. So we knew that people were really interested in this, and we were, you know, and this was from every state in the country.
Uh huh.
So this was a great way to get started, so we decided to do it again this year. And what we're asking is for families to get together, pick their favorite music that they like to move to, or discover some they like to move to, and then plan their little dances, and then film their best moves, and upload a 30-second video to the familydanceoff.com website. And by the way, you don't need to be worried about, oh, can I do that? Directions are there. It's very simple. Everyone's been having a very easy time uploading their videos. And you can also find the contest rules out there on that same website.
Wow.
We started last week,
uh-huh.
and we've had 1 week with 2 finalists from last week, mm-hmm. and I can only tell you, is I start my day every morning by going out to the familydanceoff.com website and looking at the videos, because it's just such a joyful way to begin the day, because we can see the families are getting together. They are moving.
Wow. Wow. I bet it must be a riot to sort of see everybody trying to dance and not be too self-conscious in front of the camera and have a good time, right?
The children just don't care. And, you know, it's amazing. You can see them grabbing their parents and getting them involved, too. So it's just been a wonderful treat to be able to watch these. And the variety is amazing.
That's fantastic. I'm speaking with Dr. Mary Zern, somebody who I've spoken with before. She's with the Primrose School. She's a vice president of early education and programming there. And we're talking about their second annual family dance-off, which is a really cool and fun way that, especially this time of year, you know, February, it's Valentine's Day. We all want to do something healthy for our hearts and get together with people that we love. So it's a great combination of things and a great way to observe the Valentine's month. For me, it's kind of a whole month. But it sounds like a lot of fun. Families get together. And is there a length to the video, or is that you just watch what you want to watch?
They need to be 30 seconds each.
30 seconds. All right. And you can just go onto their website, which is familydanceoff.com, and upload your video. And what are some of the highlights? I know you just started the contest, but in previous years, what are some of your favorites?
Oh, I have to admit, from last year, one that just always tickled my funny bone, and they weren't a finalist, but I still enjoy looking at it. The family dressed up like the Addams Family and in the cemetery.
Oh, my gosh.
Right. It wasn't very Valentine-like, but it was absolutely gripping.
Oh, how funny. Oh, what did they what kind of music did they use? Like the Monster Mash or something?
Yeah, it was hilarious.
Oh, my word. Well, you know, and it just goes to show you how creative people can get on something that on the surface sounds like a pretty simple thing, but it sounds like they really go all out.
They really do. And we'll be selecting 14 finalists.
Uh-huh.
We want popular vote will determine who those 14 finalists are, and then there'll be a grand finalist week.
And wow.
At that point in time, it'll go to a panel of judges who'll be looking at creativity, originality, and humor in addition to the number of votes.
Right. And of course, this is all to benefit the Children's Miracle Network hospitals all over the country. Is that right?
Exactly. Primrose will be donating $30,000 to the family's local Children's Miracle Network Hospital. And for the grand prize, and the family itself will receive $5,000.
You know, $5,000 goes a long way to dance lessons.
I mean, you can do all kinds of a great family outing.
Absolutely, camping trips and all kinds of fun stuff, or helping just simply in this economy to help keep the healthy food on the table. Tell us a little bit. I know that you mentioned earlier that there you have had some submissions already from the Middle Tennessee area. Tell us about that.
We've got one from the Nashville area, and if everybody gets out and votes for that one, there's a chance that they could be the first, second, or third prize winner and benefit the Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital at Vanderbilt, which
wow.
is near and dear to your heart.
Absolutely, and of course, does so much good for families all over this region and all over the country, but really, it's a gem in Nashville, and we're so lucky to have that hospital here, so people need to go online and learn a little bit more about this submission, and hopefully, we'll maybe get some other submissions out there from our area as well, because it sounds like an awful lot of fun. Is there any age limit? I mean, obviously, this is for families. Can it be families with older children as well, or is it strictly aimed at the early age group?
We haven't put any limit on it. The parents have to be at least 21, and they have to be the legal guardians of the children.
Right, of course. But if I want to get out there and dance with my adult kids, that's cool. That's good too.
Yeah, I think so.
Two of them are over 21 themselves, although not parents yet. So, but if I can coerce my 17-year-old son to dance with me, maybe we'll.
I think that would.
That's kind of a tough one.
You may have your work cut out for you, but you never know. Let him know it's for a great cause.
It is. I'm speaking with Dr. Mary Zern. She's the Vice President of Early Education and Program Development at the Primrose School. And Primrose schools are all over, but of course we have how many here in the Nashville area?
You have actually three in the National Museum now, which is really, really great.
Yeah, and you guys always do so much. And Dr. Zirn, I know that family fitness and early childhood nutrition education and health education is something that is special to you. And you have your own website that's dedicated to getting information out to families as well, don't you?
I do. You know, lots of folks call me Dr. Z.
Uh-huh.
My blog is drzandfriends.com, and I put a lot of things about parenting and education and, of course, some reviews of some books that I think are my favorites that I hope that other people will think are really good ones to share with their children. But for the dance-off, I've put several ideas on how to get started with your family. And I consulted with Dr. Steve Sanders down at the University of South Florida in Tampa on just how important it is to tell your children about what's happening as they start dancing. You know, this is a cardiovascular exercise in addition.
Uh-huh.
You don't want to scare them off, but I think it's never too early for them to understand how important it is for them to take care of their bodies, and this is one of the ways they can do that.
Right, and of course, it's so much fun. I mean,
it is.
What little one doesn't love to dance to whatever music happens to be on? I remember when my kids were young, if I just put on, I mean, you know, anything, they would bop to it and
move.
Yeah, it really, they just sort of naturally want to move, and I think it's really the right time to capture that instinct, don't you? And instead of telling them to calm down, you want to keep them moving.
Wouldn't it be great if it became a daily ritual and, you know, the whole family decided to have a little dance time together? I can see it happening.
Absolutely. I think it's certainly don't want to do it right before bedtime, but, you know, maybe a little before dinner or maybe right after dinner to work off some of your meal. And
those wiggles out before dinner would not be a bad idea.
Yeah, absolutely. I actually find a little bit of exercise, you know, even for me, sort of in the afternoon, helps me sleep better at night. So I'm sure with young kids, it's probably the same. I know you wear them out and then give them a nice hot bath and a little story, and off to bed they go. So,
and we found that if you end up with a nice slow dance at the very end, it's amazing how it gets the heart rate down, and then they're much more receptive to sitting down and calming down for the evening.
Oh, these are such great tips. Boy, where were you when I was raising up my kids? I would have loved to have been able to go to Dr. Z and Friends and get some really helpful hints. Well, Dr. Zirn, it's a pleasure to talk to you. You're always so positive and filled with so many wonderful gems of advice and information for parents with children of all ages. So I just want to remind everybody that the Family Dance Off is on right now. They can go to familydanceoff.com to get all the details. How long is the contest on for?
We will be taking entries up until March 19th.
All right.
It'll be a week where the 14 finalists will battle it out.
Uh-huh.
And then the final winners will be announced the week of March 28th.
All right. Well, the pressure is on. We've already got one submission from the Nashville area, so don't let that family be the only one. Let's get on there, and everybody get on there and vote and get some much-needed funding for the Monroe Carroll Jr. Children's Hospital as well. Dr. Zirn, it's a pleasure to talk to you again, as always, and I'm looking forward to going online and looking at some of the dancers and casting my vote, and I hope everybody else does the same. Happy Valentine's Month to you.
I like that notion, Barbara. Thank you.
All righty. Take care. Bye-bye.